hoping everybody had a lovely weekend, and welcome back again to the station. You're here with me in the mix, where we pretty much talk about almost everything. I don't try to stick to politics too much. That's, yeah, because that can be a big topic that drags people down. But anywho, today, question of the day is pretty simple. And it's pretty funny when you think about it because of how far we've come. The question is, if you haven't already heard anyway or read about AIM, which is AOL Instant Messaging, going away officially on December 15th. It will be kaput. It will be bye-bye. No more. I'm just wondering, how many of you all used to use AIM? And if you did, do you still remember what your screen name was? Most of this, or most of the people who used to use it, I know you must remember. It must have been like your first email address or account or whatever. But I just want to see, because you know, when we first make our first email accounts or messaging stuff, especially back in the day, we used to come up with some creative stuff. We weren't like simple, like first and last name. It was very funny. So for me, I didn't really use AIM that much, but I know because I've been using the same tag for a long time. And I can actually go back and explain in another segment why, but I've used Illusion 927 for ages, and more than likely that was my AIM. I know it was definitely my first email account, but I just know there's some funny ones out there because I've even come across with people who make funny screen names now. And not funny, funny, haha, all the time, but just funny and like the choices, like princess, mama, or something hilarious where you're like, oh my God, you look back and think, what the hell was I thinking? But to me, it's nostalgic, and it shows how far we've come from, you know, the first stages of having a personal computer at home, or even, you know, just going to the library and logging in because you know they had the best internet, the best access, or even at school, because I had a class, a computer class. It was more of a typing class, how it started, but eventually it was like an advanced typing / computer class. And that was around the time, let me see, that was like 2001, so Napster was super heavy. And we had some really, really good internet. Not like home where you have to sit there 10 minutes, find something else to do in order for the page to load. Yeah. I'm talking about really good internet where in like a minute, everything was downloaded. So, oh my God, those school computers were just so bogged down with so much music and just stuff that had been downloaded. Like, you could sit there and see. You could stand in the back of the room and see all the computer screens and see Napster was definitely up on like 90% of them downloading some new music. But yeah, see how this just brings me back to some old school stuff. And I just want to know, do you guys still remember your screen names for AIM? And if so, what are they? Go ahead, call it in, or even just comments in the segment. I know there's going to be some interesting ones. Well, the weather actually looks nice out today, but I've still been feeling a little bit glum. And it doesn't help that I actually got a story that came through Apple News talking about Americans face a rising risk of dying alone. And primarily because of loneliness and whatnot, but it states in part of this article that strong social relationships boost a person's chances of staying alive by 50%. According to a comprehensive 2010 review of 148 studies that followed 309,000 people for an average of 7.5 years, That's about the same improvement to mortality as the one that comes from quitting smoking. So it's kind of crazy that that's, you know, we have this risk of possibly dying of loneliness. And I know it seems very sad and should be talking about something more uplifting, but it's one of those things that I guess we need to communicate with our elderly family members and or friends or neighbors and whatnot, because you might be lonely and sad and down, but there's probably somebody of, you know, of the same, you know, either age group or nearby or family member who's a little bit older who's also in the same boat. And that's why sometimes you kind of hear of some individuals who pass away, and it sometimes of a broken heart, loneliness and whatnot, and then others that go on to live for a long time because of the interactions they have with people and or things they do just in general throughout the day. So this got me to thinking also of something that I saw on Vice. It was a reporting about Japan and how they have the greatest percentage of individuals who are 100 plus years old than any other country. And that surprised me because they actually celebrated the fact that you reach that age. You know, that's it. And to me, I definitely agree. It is a big achievement to reach 100 years old. Can you imagine? I mean, just years ago, we barely made it to, you know, 40s and 50s. And to me now, I think 40s and 50s are definitely still young. And to me, that's so weird because it's almost around the corner. Not really almost around the corner, but that's how I see it. I still have several years, but it's just, it's got so much power behind, you know, that whole thing. It's an experience. You live so long that you can recall a lot of things other people can't really say they've been through. And Japan is one of those countries that has 61,000 centenarians, or 0.048% of the population, according to the UN data. That was back in 2015. But apparently the US has like nearly 72,000, but it's much larger in population, which means it doesn't even, you know, make the top 10. Japan being an island and such, that's a lot. And they even have little celebrations for these individuals, and it's really cool. Apparently the close second is actually Puerto Rico, and I'm very, very surprised. They call it a Hispanic paradox. I don't understand, but I think it's pretty cool, and I need to look a little bit more into it. But that is definitely one of my goals in life. I was always scared when I was little about the impending, you know, darkness that may be with death and all, or even when it's gonna happen. I think everyone's had that moment. But thinking about, you know, putting that goal in mind of being able to keep yourself busy and have enough things going on in life and individuals to keep you, you know, going for as long as you possibly can, and happy things, happy thoughts, happy moments with individuals is definitely one way to look at it that way. And so that kind of boosted me up for the day.